The planned Wynn Resort Casino in Everett is rising, literally, on land that for decades housed chemical factories. Las Vegas casino mogul Steve Wynn is now building a 24-story glass tower that will change not only the skyline of Boston, but, as the company says, the culture of Massachusetts. WBUR's Jack Lepiarz reports.
See if we got enough fuel to get out and back.
All right. That would be good.
The Wynn construction site along the Mystic River is a massive operation. Just getting from the construction headquarters to the site itself takes a 5-minute ride in an ATV past hundreds of yards of staged equipment.
You see these trailer trucks lined up? Every night we line up loads of steel. They'll stage it here tonight, and they'll start picking it and put it up tomorrow. Then they'll put another load. So every night there's loads of steel lining up here that are going to be set for the next day.
Chris Gordon is the president of design and development at Wynn Massachusetts. He's in charge of putting together what is the largest development built in a single phase in Massachusetts history. When it's done, company officials say the final product will be a $2.1 billion gleaming glass tower 24 stories tall. But right now, it's mostly just a hole in the ground.
Here you see some train cars leaving with soil. We do two of those a day when the soil takes off.
How many train cars? Two train cars a day or two trains?
It's two trains. And it's about, Rick, how many train cars? 28 cars per pole?
28 per pole.
28 per pole twice a day.
28 cars per train twice a day makes 56 cars carrying a total of 5,600 tons of soil every day. Gordon says the company will ultimately carry out 500,000 tons of soil bound for different locations, landfills, based on their pollution level.
But all told, it'll probably be 5 months. Just digging dirt out of here.
Before Wynn bought the property, the site along the Mystic River housed various chemical companies, dating all the way back to 1868, when New England Chemical built a factory there. Since then, it's played home to multiple chemical companies, including Monsanto, for more than a half a century. That means a lot of polluted soil and a lot of effort to clean it up. Wynn officials say the cleanup alone cost about $30 million, all paid for by Wynn. By now, the most polluted soil is already gone, loaded on those train cars, but the soil coming out now just to make room for construction still has to be tested. Depending on that, it may get sent to one of multiple landfills around the country, even as far away as Georgia.
So, for example, some landfill may have more capacity this week. They may have more room for lead contamination, for example, and you say, okay.
Wynn officials say they expect to be done with dirt removal in a few weeks, and already the makings of a 24-story hotel tower are starting to materialize. Girders are going up, followed by floors and glass. Later this year, you should be able to see the casino being built from nearby Route 93 heading into Boston. Wynn hopes the casino will serve as an entryway to Boston as you drive south. A prominent, bronze-colored glass tower that appears in front of the rest of the skyline. Gordon says the tower will be a major physical change for the region, but not just that.
Also, it's going to be a cultural change. There is not a big resort like this. This is going to be gaming, which is obviously the first in the region. It's going to be a very large five-star hotel. It's going to be a very large ballroom with capacity. It's going to be a waterfront facility looking out over the harbor. So it'll be physically a big change to the region. It'll also, we think, be culturally.
The Wynn Boston Harbor Casino is projected to bring in $800 million a year in gaming revenue alone once it opens in June 2019. A slice of Las Vegas on a sliver of formerly chemically polluted land along the Mystic River in Everett. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Jack Lepiarz.
Special funding for Bostonomics provided by Newmark Grubb Knight Frank's downtown team, delivering professional real estate insight and advisory services to Boston's changing market. NGKF.com.